You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Through Mob Radio, the name is Larry Quidirai, and a month ago, just less than a month ago, okay, just shy on a month ago, actually, I had a chat with the acting ZPC CEO on the day that they launched the Chimurenga Music Competition. Now, this competition is in partnership with the Institute of African Knowledge and is working with the Power FM brand of the particular organization that is ZPC. And she told me about this being a vanity project and a couple of other things about it. And she shares her thoughts in this short interview I had with her. And of course, I took the opportunity to ask what else ZPC will be up to in the coming months.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here with Hilaire Rushwaya, who is the acting CEO for ZPC, launched the Chimurenga Music Competition today. Why?
We launched the Chimurenga Music Competition because Zimbabwe is 40 years old, and also I think for me this is a bit of a vanity project. I was always obsessed with Chimurenga music when I was growing up. In the 70s, we used to listen to it on what was then called a pirate radio station, which is Voice of Zimbabwe broadcasting from Maputo, but that music was so catchy, it was so touching. Now you don't hear it much, but also the genre is not really out there. So we thought what of another way to try and bring that music back to life, try and get the younger generation involved in the liberation music, but also it ties into another project that's currently taking place in Zimbabwe, which is part of the Institute of African Knowledge. They're setting up the African Liberation Museum, which is a Pan-African Liberation Museum, which will be based in Zimbabwe. So what better way to have the museum based in Zimbabwe that and have Zimbabwean Chimurenga music playing as part of that wider project? So that's what we did, and I'm actually really quite excited. I can't wait to hear the redone, I don't know the correct terminology, but remastered, absolutely. So so it's something to really look forward to, and also this is non-partisan in the sense that it's just liberation museum song, liberation music, songs that kept the young people then, young people going in times of trouble or during difficult times. So it's a great project to be involved in.
And you did mention it's non-partisan, but how do you depoliticize it in such a complex environment like Zimbabwe?
Well, it's not really talking about politics, but also we can't run away from the fact that there was Dunlai and there was Zipra during the liberation struggles. So we need to celebrate the music that kept them going. We need to celebrate and appreciate what they went through. And music is universal. I mean, we can't run away from our music because of politics. It's the music that they played. It's music that we can all associate with. Let's just preserve it and celebrate our country and our history, especially now, 40 years after independence.
And then having a partner like INSTAC?
Yes, they're amazing. They've set up the African, they have the fact book, which is again highlighting all the good and great things about Africa and our leaders. They're leading on the African Liberation Museum, which again is bringing Pan-Africanism and highlighting the liberation struggles from different countries in Africa. And they're partnering with us in this Chimurenga music competition. So they're a great partner to work with, and it's such a privilege for us to be associated with some of the work that they're doing.
And then finally, there's a lot of stuff that's been happening within ZBC. One of the things, seeing La Liga on TV and stuff of that nature. What more can we expect to come out?
More La Liga, and this year has been pretty tough. I started acting end of April during lockdown. We're just gradually beginning to get back to normal in terms of having more people at work, but I mean, obviously we do have to continue maintaining social distancing and wearing our masks and taking the necessary precautions. But it's been tough, it's been difficult to gather content properly, but we carried on going. So now I think we're probably stronger, we are able to work hard, continue working 24 hours round the clock like we did even during lockdown. So what can we expect? I think expect a few more new programs coming on. We've got the festive season coming, so I think there are some great plans that will be unveiled in the next few weeks with regards to our programming. But also what we have been doing is to not just focus on one platform. It's not just about television or radio. We are looking at the whole 360 degrees of content sharing. So we're driving and further developing our online platforms. So that's also really interesting. So yeah, that's what we've been doing, and that's what we're planning.
Kadia Trushai, ZBC Action CEO, thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry Quirirai.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com